welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. Hello, I want to talk to you today about goals and why it might be your goals that's keeping you stuck. Wait, what? Yes, welcome to the Unstuck podcast with me, Libby Langley, where we talk about things a bit differently. Might be your goals that are the problem. Ooh, let me explain. So, you're doing all the things, right? You're chasing and working towards these goals that you set months, maybe years ago. But something doesn't kind of feel right about them, or you're just not achieving them. And it could be that you are right now feeling stuck, you're feeling unmotivated, you're feeling just a bit kind of out of alignment with everything, and you maybe lost your drive. And I just want to be the one to tell you that it's not you, maybe it's the goal. Let me explain. Quite often in business, we set ourselves goals, and we never really adapt them or adjust them. You know, the 10K month shtick has been going around for a long time and will, I'm sure, continue to go around for much time still to come. But I don't know, it doesn't really mean anything, right? And it's not really personalized or relevant to anything. And if that is your goal, have you ever said, why do I want this? Why does this matter? And if you're just chasing it because that's what you're supposed to do, right? That's what you're supposed to achieve, and then you will have been successful. There's a real disconnect there, and it's kind of real lack of honesty to yourself and thought in any of it. And that could be why you're not where you want to be. Because partly you don't know where you want to be, because you just pick this number and like, I'm going to work towards that as my goal. But it's in and of itself, it's not really a goal, right? It's just a number in it. So in this episode, hi, I'm Libby Langley. Welcome to the Unstuck podcast. I am going to be kind of, I don't know what, unpacking what happens when the goals that you've got just aren't really the goals that you want, and they stop feeling like your dreams and feel like somebody else's. And how to move forward with goals that kind of actually fit the business, fit you, and the life you have and the life you want, okay? So it's an important one, this, because we spend so much time talking about goals and where we want to be and all of that, but I don't know, very few people will actually say, but what do you really want? You know, what do you really want? What really matters to you? I do an awful lot of this with my clients. But, you know, it's like, where do you want to be financially? It's like, well, you can't do that until you've done this and this and this and this and this and this and worked backwards in the calculations to actually know where you want to be financially, what matters to you financially. And then you've got to work, reverse engineer that to work out how many clients that is, how many hours you want to work. So just picking a 10K month, for example, is based on nothing because you don't know how much it's going to cost you to get there. It doesn't take into account profit or anything like that. So, I'm not a fan. If you've been here for a while, of just setting that as a particular goal, and it's not about dreaming big or aiming high or achieving a lot, right? It's about actually understanding why you've set the goal in the first place. Because if you don't and you just plucked something out of the air, it's going to be really hard to achieve it because it might not be aligned with anything that you want, right? So you might be stuck chasing an outdated goal and think that you're the problem, think that if you just try harder, think that you just post a bit more on social media, all these things, right, that are the answer. But no, if you find that you're procrastinating a lot, if you're feeling a lot of resistance, if there's kind of no excitement about doing what pushing forward, moving forward, yeah, or if you've got a real kind of meh energy, then could be that what you're striving for is not the right thing for you. It's really, you know, that feeling of like stuckness but not knowing why is very tough to navigate, to understand, and to get yourself out of unless you understand and all of these things, right? So there's a difference between discomfort from growth, which is like a fear, but an excited fear, but oh my God, am I doing this right? What if everybody realizes that I don't know what I'm doing? That kind of thing. And also perhaps having to have a slightly different effort level to just give you that little push to the next stage. There's a difference between that versus the discomfort from misalignment. And I think that the discomfort from misalignment is far more common, actually, than the discomfort from growth. Because certainly in my experience, nearly 14 years in business, it's always been, I've never had any trouble with kind of pushing forward, right? Putting in a bit of extra effort, although I'm not always minimal effort about everything, but I've kind of never really had an issue with that. It's been, I don't know if I can be bothered. I'll go and do something else instead. So not necessarily procrastinate. I mean, that is, okay, I'm just going to say that's not procrastination, totally procrastination. But it's because something doesn't feel right. And there's always been bits of what I've liked that have right. You know, like I can tinker behind the scenes, the tech, I love it, right? I can spend all day every day just doing that and writing, spend all my time just doing that. But sometimes it's the kind of talking about the thing that I find the hardest. I always call it a self-marketing, right? It's been the thing that has derailed me the most in my business. And you know, a couple of times that I've kind of really thought about not doing it anymore has been because of the pressure to be visible and the pressure to be out all the time. And it's with hindsight and longevity of experience and all of that, and from working with so many people, that I can see that actually that feeling is because there's a misalignment, because there's been misalignment in what I've been aiming for, or what I've been promoting, or what I've been pushing, or what I've been working on, right? And it's never about the people for me. People I've worked with have always been fantastic. It's been the container I've worked with them in. And so, you know, you've got to have a group program. You've got to have an online course. You've got to do it like this. You've got to do it like that. And we all listen to those voices. Now, maybe not active listen, but we absorb them, right? And so you think, oh, right, passive income, downloads, online courses, all that stuff. And so you create all that. And then the self-marketing, the thing that I say that I don't like, and yet, hello, here we are. This is self-marketing, really, in a way. It's helping you, but it's obviously promoting what I do and my business and all that. It's very easy when the purpose of it matches what you want to achieve, ergo goals being aligned. And so it's that element that is so important to get right, because it isn't, we can all talk about something we're passionate about till we're blue in the face, right? You think of anything that you're interested in. I can talk about Inside the Mind of Serial Killers to, you know, ad infinitum to anyone who will listen. I can talk about how much I like cats. I can talk about trainers. I can talk about, you know, there's loads of things I can talk about. Walks in the Peak District. I can talk about property development and interior design stuff, all things like that, right? I can talk really comfortably and passionately about to anyone who wants to talk to me about them. But it's when you can't do that with what you do for a living, what you do in your business, that there's something not right. And it might be that, and I'm not saying you need to talk about your business all the time, right? But I don't want to talk about cats all the time. It's when it feels like an effort to talk to people about it, it's either what you're doing you don't really care about, in which case that's a different fix. We can cover that in a different episode, although I've done previous episodes about when your business doesn't feel kind of right. Or it's that the drive for you is the wrong drive, and that's about the goals not being aligned properly. And it's funny because we evolve, but sometimes our goals don't. And certainly as you get older, you perhaps don't want to or don't have the energy to, you know, hustle as much, push as much. Or, and I don't know why I said hustle, because I'm really anti the hustle culture, but, you know, invest as much time and energy as you need to when you, maybe when you first start the business or something like that, right? And you know a lot of the shortcuts and you know the ropes and all of this. But it's, if you're still working towards the same goal as you did when you started out, or when you were 10 years younger or 15 years younger or something, that's when it doesn't work. And that's when you can start to feel resentful or stuck or uncomfortable. And I say to my clients in my Unstuck community, you know, the comfortable middle, right? Comfortable average is often kind of like a negative thing or seen as a negative thing. But I don't know why it would be. Because if you want to do nothing or the bare minimum, I don't mean in a smart way of working. I mean, like, you're just not really bothered. Then that's you kind of in the lower echelons. And if you want to work and grow a multi-million pound business, that's you in the top echelons, right? There's this massive band in the middle that a lot of us are in. And, you know, I call it kind of the comfortable middle or the comfortable average, because to be entirely average... it's okay. It means that you're kind of mid-range, mid-positioning. And this all comes from you understanding what it is that you want and you need. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I don't want to be, you know, bringing in £50 a month, right? I don't want to be absolutely at the bottom, nor do I want a multi-million pound business. Therefore, that automatically puts me in the middle, the average. And I like to think of it as the comfortable band. I will push myself a bit and I will ease off a bit. And anything more than that, I don't want to do anymore. So, you know, I want to be within this bit. And so my goals need to align with that. And I've been in business for nearly 14 years. And, you know, so I know what exactly, really, what that means to me financially in terms of turnover, in terms of profit. I know all of my costs. I know my household costs, really, really importantly, and know what I need to bring in and what's enough for us to be able to do the things that we want to do. All of those things, right? I know all that. And that means that I can say, right, this is kind of my minimum per month. And that's probably like a decent maximum, because if I go beyond that, I've got to employ people or outsource more and have a bigger team and a bigger infrastructure, which I do not want. Okay. And that's really important to know yourself and to know what you do want and to set the boundaries and parameters accordingly, set the goals accordingly. Because when I first started my business, you would have heard me say this before, I'm sure, that it was grow a team, grow a million pound business were the kind of guidance that I got. So I did. And then I realized that I didn't want to do that. So I had to make all my team redundant and give up my office. And I went back and worked as a solo person in my spare room again. And that was 10 years ago. And I've been very, very happy with that structure since. But I know that, right? And that's with you knowing what it is that you want genuinely, truly, allows you to build your goals back from that. And that's, yeah, 10K a month, 15K, 20K. They're perfectly achievable on your own if you set your pricing point right and the client base and all that stuff, right? But you might not want to do that. And that's okay too. If you want £1,500 of profit a month or £3,000 of profit a month, amazing. It's all within the comfortable middle, the comfortable average, right? So you get to decide. It's really important for me that I stay as a solo business owner. I categorically know that I don't want a big team. I have a VA who is incredible. I have my podcast people, Podshop Online, big shout out to them. They're an amazing team. And other than that, you know, I work with someone on my book. I work with people periodically. I have coaching. I obviously have I also have a brand photographer. Hi, Helen, who does photos. I have my Lexi, my web person. So I have lots of people around me, Chris, my IT guy, there's lots of people around me, but they're an as and when kind of dip in sort of thing, really, apart from the VA and the podcast guys who are like always with me. But so, you know, you build your team, but not in terms of staff and permanence. And I think that's the key difference, right? Being a solo business owner doesn't mean that you're entirely on your own, which is why people join my Unstuck community, because they feel on their own and they need a place that they can come and they can talk and they can share what's going on and they can get support for that, right? But it's about knowing. And so I have, I guess, limited my growth and limited my potential deliberately because I want to continue to work from home. I want to continue to work on my own. I want to continue to have tons of flexibility and free time. And I don't want my business to become all consuming. I mean, you never stop thinking about it, right? If you've got your own business, you never stop thinking about it. But that's very different to being like 9 to 5 with clients or something like that. So, you know, I know all this and I've been through over a decade of evolution to get to this point. And if you're feeling kind of stuck and unmotivated and wondering if you've kind of just lost your drive for business, it could be because you're aiming for the wrong thing, right? And that's what I invite you to think about is, you know, is it just that I'm barking up the wrong tree here? And if I just shifted my goal, actually, I'm doing pretty well, really, thank you, because, you know, working hours are all right. That can be a massive goal, yeah? It doesn't always have to be financial. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, people talk about the big, hairy, audacious goal, and it's like, to be honest, that could just be standing up in front of a room of people doing a speaking gig. It doesn't have to be £1 million business, right? So you get to choose what it is. So we evolve, but sometimes our goals don't. So we need to do that. And often goals can be set on the kind of shoulds, comparison, pressure, you know, someone else's definition of success. And so I want you to think about what your definition of success is. And if that's you only work on Tuesdays, hell yeah to you. That will probably mean your income will be slightly less. But if you do the maths, then that might be fine, right? You can set whatever goals you want. And I don't want you to ever feel any kind of silent guilt about, you know, but I used to want this and now I don't. Because it's okay to change your mind. Like I say, I mean, I was like 14 years younger than I am now. That's two starting numbers ago. So it's like 2 decades. Yeah. My age started with a 3. When I started my business, and it does not now. So, you know, obviously I want different things, right? And it's interesting. I'm very obsessed with like houses and property at the moment because we're at the time of recording, not quite got a date yet for a house move, but soon. The houses, it's been really interesting. This would be the 4th house that my husband and I have lived in the 8.5 years that we've been together. And we went from, I bought my ex out of the house that we lived in, which was a decent, reasonable, so not detached property. I moved to a very small property because that was a better financial decision for me on my own. Me and my husband got together. We bought an enormous house, right? I mean, it wasn't a mansion, but, you know, the biggest house that we could afford. Didn't know how to live in it, didn't know what to do it, but we'd achieved it, we'd made it. And so then we moved to this house, which is a bit smaller, but still got, you know, still a 4-bed house, still a reasonable size. And this house that we're moving into, you know, sometime soon, is smaller. It's a 3-bed semi, but which is all we want and all we need. But we're doing it because it's got an absolutely beautiful garden. It's got a beautiful outlook. It's in a really nice area. It's much more suburban. It's close to all the things that we kind of need it to be close to. And it's less, you know, we're releasing a ton of equity by doing that. So it's all really conscious decisions. And it's the goal that we want. We want to be somewhere that we can do up and we can make our own home and we can sit in the garden. And it's just, you know, and yet, when we first got together, we wanted this great big status symbol house So the goals have changed. And that's okay. And we're actually, well, we will be when we move. At the moment, we're quite stressed. But it will all be, you know, we've changed our goals, we've refined our goals, and we've actually been more honest with ourselves about what we want. And that's a really important thing. On the outside, it's like, ooh, look, they're living in that now, and they used to live in that big place. And it's like, but who cares? That's not the truth, that, you know, whatever. If that's what matters to you, that's not our truth. And that's, this is what you all have to remember about, this is what you have to remember about your, you know, about yourself and about your goals. And you have to remember that, you know, when, and kind of, sorry, you have to recognize when a goal has become a trap, not a vision, or a, you know, or a hindrance, not a vision. And certainly my property journey, you know, that big house was really expensive and, oh, it's stupid, right? It just wasn't, we're much more kind of free-spirited than that, I think. So, yeah, it's all a learning journey, and you just don't have to do it through buying and selling property, because it's a very expensive way to learn this, particularly, like hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Well, you don't need to do that way. But if you want to release the wrong goal without feeling like a failure, right, it's a really good idea to reframe quitting or failing as realignment. It's just a tweak. It's just a nudge. That's all it is, because this doesn't have to be about burning your whole business to the ground. In fact, nobody even needs to know about this, right? It's just what you change on your vision board or on your chart on the wall or your post-it notes, measuring things. Measure the stuff that matters, yeah? So the questions to ask yourself are, does this still excite me? Is this making me happy? Am I doing this for me? And they're really the only things that matter in business, right? You know, letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means making space. And space is just so glorious. And I bet you started your business for freedom of time and freedom of income. To achieve those, you've got to do the things that you want in the way that you want. And what will happen is when you have an aligned goal, it's going to feel really energizing. It's going to feel really expansive and peaceful as well. It's going to be simpler, I would imagine. It's going to have fewer nuts and bolts to it, I would imagine. It's definitely going to be more human, and it's going to certainly be more you, right? And, you know, take into account where you are in your life. Not just your age or the fact that your knees hurt, whatever, but you know, where you are, because you might have had kids and now your kids are leaving home. You might be your parents now, might need your support now because they're older. Or, do you know what I mean? All these things kind of change, right? And the aligned goals, it's really, really important that your goals that you're setting, they fit the now, not the version of you from a few years ago or even last year. You know, I don't know. Things can change a lot. But I want you to remember that if you're feeling stuck and it is because of your goals, then it's no reflection on you. It just shows that you've changed, you've grown, you've developed, you've moved forward, and that particular part of your business, the goal setting part, hasn't come with you. It's as simple as that. And it doesn't mean burning everything to the ground. It might mean saying no to some services that you offer, getting rid of those. It might mean focusing down on one particular thing. It might mean walking away from social media. It might mean doing more on social media, do you know, because you like it. It might mean lots of things. It might look like lots of things. But the important thing is that you own it and you're comfortable with it and you take full responsibility for it, and it motivates you, right? What is the point in having a goal that feels either absolutely impossible or is not really taking you anywhere or is just like off on such crazy tangent side quest that you lose focus on the thing that actually matters? It's got to be the right goal for you. I have a chart up on my wall which has got boxes for names that I write in, and there's empty boxes there. I've done this for this year. There's empty boxes there because they're, you know, obviously we need to keep getting new clients, right? But there's also some names in there, which is just fantastic. And for me, that's my, I guess that's kind of my real goal measure there. I've also got, you know, number of subscribers to the podcast and various things like that. But it's all about people. My goals is all about people, really, because I know when the people come, when the clients come, when the podcast listeners come and the YouTube viewers come, then I know that the money follows, right? So I know what my minimum income is that I'd like, but I know that in terms of the people that I support. And for me, that works much better for me in terms of a goal. I find it very, very difficult to, you know, oh, right, I need to hit 10K. Oh, okay, how am I going to do that? Why am I doing that? And it depersonalizes things too much just to have a financial goal. So obviously I have financial targets, but my goal is about people and numbers of people and names. Yeah, the names is important to me because, you know, people matter, right? So everybody in my Unstuck community, I know their names, I know their business, literally their business, and all their business, so as well as their actual business. So that's what makes a big difference to me, and that's what motivates me, and that's what keeps me interested as well and keeps me going. So if you want to join the Unstuck community, obviously you're more than welcome. Come join, come talk. You can find it, libbylangley.com/coaching is where you'll find the information there. But what I want you to take out of today's episode is to look at if your goals are aligned still. And if they're not, tweak them or completely destroy them and set some new ones that are totally different. You get to choose which way you do it and which way makes you happy. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're watching on YouTube. And I will see you next week. Ta-ra! Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and remind them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.